the Brewers bring on the Bucs. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with Sports. The Brewers are back from their 4-1 road trip. In town for three starting tonight are the last place Pittsburgh Pirates. Chad Patrick will pitch against Pittsburgh's Braxton Ashcraft tonight. But lots of baseball observers are already looking forward to Wednesday's series finale, where the pitching matchup features two of the best young arms in the game, Jacob Mizorowski and Paul Skeens. To basketball, awful but not unexpected news from Oshkosh native and Indiana Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton. Halliburton went down without contact in the first quarter of last night's decisive Game 7 of the NBA Finals. The fear of torn Achilles has been confirmed. He, like fellow superstars Damian Lillard and Jason Tatum, could miss the season next year. The Pacers lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder 103-91. Friday, the University of Wisconsin filed suit against the University of Miami for allegedly tampering with cornerback Xavier Lucas during the 2024 season. The lawsuit accuses the Hurricanes of tortious interference and seeks damages for allegedly interfering with a binding revenue share contract between the Badgers and Lucas. The voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay, spoke with Wisconsin Radio Network affiliate 1070 The Game in Madison. A big key for him is that
the Big Ten has come out in support of what Wisconsin is doing. I've seen this coming here, and Ross Dellinger at Yahoo goes into detail as to this. You know, Wisconsin had Xavier Lucas sign what they believed was a binding revenue share contract, so he withdrew. Withdrew from Wisconsin, enrolled at Miami, and then the NCAA put out a statement saying there's nothing that the NCAA can do about someone who leaves school A and enrolls at school B and competes, which begged the question, why do we have a transfer portal to begin with then?
The lawsuit is described by some as a landmark case in the wake of the settlement of the case of House versus NCAA. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.